And I just got in there and my heart was just broken as I heard some of the things that they face every single day. Mm. Those people are there every single day fighting for God in the government. And hey guys, this is JJ Weeks and this is One Small Step for Mankind.
That's true.
So we're
That's
good.
True.
We're doing good.
Yes, and I'm going to see him play a show tonight. Very excited about that. Hey, I'm Nick from Mankind, and I'm so excited to catch up with a very old friend. Maybe not an old friend. JJ Weeks.
I am old.
And you know, that's not what I meant.
It is so good to see you guys. So good to see you as
you
well.
Too.
We have known each other for a long time
yes,
now. And
yes.
So it's really good to be actually live. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great night. I feel honored to be in the lineup.
I love being on the road.
Being on the road with people who don't just sing about it on stage, but actually live it off stage is so great.
This Macon, Georgia boy, you're a songwriter.
I am that, and God's allowed me to really put some lyrics down that mean something.
Yes.
And I feel like for me, that's always been super important.
Yeah.
You know, all I've ever had, I can't play anything. So literally all I have is my voice.
Yeah.
And so I just get up there and do what God gave me the gift for. So.
Talk about when you first began. If you're not plucking on a guitar or doing something on keys, how are you finding your voice when your voice is the only thing you have?
It's challenging.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I get frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, well, God, you want me to be a songwriter, but you did, like, I've literally tried to learn piano and tried to learn playing guitar, and it just does not come easy for me.
Yeah.
And people always look at me, I can teach you. And I'm like, you can't, I promise you, it's not, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, there's two ways I write. And number one is I'll hear a chorus in my head. And I'll pull out my phone and I'll record that chorus in my phone.
Yeah.
And then I have to go and sit down with somebody who can play
or
play guitar or whatever and help me write the song. And so a lot of times I feel like God has allowed me to be dependent on others so that I can't take glory myself. Mm. And so I have always had to walk with people, which is frustrating at times. Whenever I want to just write, I just want to sit down. I got 3 days at home, I got this idea, but I can't sit down and write it out. And so, I don't know, I just honed my voice and my sound when I thought it wasn't good enough and thought that that it wasn't worth it. God reminded me that He gave it to me, and so just to go out there and sing it. People are either going to like it or they don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, if they like it, cool. If they don't, cool. Mm-hmm. I'll just go and sing. Just keep singing. And so it's been a journey.
That is a good word. What do you think as a lyricist and a singer, having those two come together brings a little, elevates the authenticity, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like when you write a song and then you get on stage to sing it, you can sing it from the heart.
Yeah.
Because you wrote it out of that season. And a lot of things I write come out of the valleys in my life, you know, where I'm like, God, I don't know where you are and I don't know what you're doing, but I trust you.
Mm.
And that's being able to sing that with authenticity is super important.
Yeah.
Super important. So.
You've written so many songs, so many like strong ballads. They're amazing. I love those. I love them.
Right.
But I want to talk about choices really quick.
Okay.
Which you made a choice to change kind of the delivery of your vocal with that song.
Yeah,
what
definitely.
What made you decide to do that?
The whole song choices came out of, I was in Washington, D.C., and we had this incredible opportunity to go inside the White House and meet some of the staffing that's there to kind of link the church with the office, you know. And experience that. And man, I just got in there and my heart was just broken as I heard some of the things that they face every single day. Mm-hmm. Those people are there every single day fighting for God in the government. And it just broke my heart. And I was there with Ian Eskelin, who is an incredible producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking to him and I'm like, man, we should write a song about the choices we make. And so we did, and it came across very pop.
It did.
Which for me is, I'm swampy, just kind of big old scratchy voice. And so having that opportunity to do that and being able to see that I can do a pop song was pretty neat, you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting, so.
And still powerful, the lyrics still, don't lose anything in that song.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. I agree. It was one I wrote just out of, and Ian and I really wrote that song together, just thinking about abortion, thinking about the things that these people fight for every single day in the highest offices, you know? And it just talks about the choices we make and how important they are. We just, what we choose today is what we either sacrifice or we have good times tomorrow or we have terrible times tomorrow. It depends on what we choose today. And so, pretty powerful.
That is really powerful. Yeah. And I don't think sometimes in the pace of our world, we can really take into account that we are making decisions that are changing our world for the best or our own personal space, our own personal family, our own personal mind space is what I mean.
Right, yeah.
That's tough.
Well, every choice we make affects us personally. But what we don't realize sometimes is every choice we make also affects our kids. It affects our future. And so, I don't know, it's easy just sometimes to just go with the, you know, the moment. And choose something in the moment that maybe not the best decision. And really step back and go, is this really gonna push us forward the way I want it to push us forward? Every decision. Like, I've been on a little bit of a health journey over the last couple of years and just trying to get myself a little more in shape because I'd really let myself go and was unhealthy, miserable on the road, just trying to do what God called me to do and just being overwhelmed by pain and struggles. And I finally just said, you know what, I got to do something about it. And I started walking this thing out. And as simple as it would be easy to go to McDonald's, it's the only place open after a show, and get a McDouble, but choosing to do something different because of, I know that's not going to serve me tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And so, and that's hard. Yeah. When you're somebody like me who just enjoys a good meal, you know?
So. And then, I mean, really, you come off the stage and you're hungry.
Yeah, because, so, I mean, dinner is at 5 o'clock when you're on the road.
Yep.
So they served dinner already, and I ate and ate healthy. But by 11, you're like, man, I'm a little bit hungry.
Yeah,
and then most tours, like this one even, has what they call after-show food. After-show food is never healthy. It's never healthy. It's pizza.
Why should
it be? It's wings. It's whatever you can get late. And, and most of the time, late is not healthy. So
Unbelievable.
So
true.
Every choice, small, big, every choice affects our tomorrows. Mm-hmm. And that's what that song talks about.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fun, man.
Wow.
It was fun. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
It's a fun one to sing.
It's a fun one to listen to and sing along with, for sure.
I've been doing this for 23 years now.
Yes.
And, man, to still be doing it is huge, and it's because of you guys and because of y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, all these radio stations who still believe that there's something there for this,
just
a South Georgia boy.
So. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. J.J. Weeks is incredible. Yes. I mean, all your stuff. All your stuff.
There's some
and
of
people,
it that
people
is
will be
hidden.
Singing it tonight. You watch.
There's some of it that's hidden that you don't know. That is not good.
Oh,
so,
that's hilarious.
No, it's great. It's great. Thanks for listening, y'all, and for believing in us.
We're Side Stage with J.J. Weeks. So, so great to catch up with you in person.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to the show.
Me too.
And, man, always love spending time with J.J. Weeks. Ah. Thank you so much.
It's good. Thank you. Thanks for everything. You guys have been so good to us over the years. So it means a lot.
Love it. Thank you.